Besides being a religious virtue, hospitality is part of the mythological construction of reality. The Greek tradition embodies in Ulysses the figure of the traveller, seen as hospes, as a guest, but also as hostis, as an enemy. The stranger is feared precisely because they are not part of one's own group, but this same trait is what makes the virtue possible. What merit is there in welcoming only those we love, our own, those at home? Ovid's work, Metamorphoses, contains numerous stories related to hospitality that finds parallels in Christian culture, such as the banquet of Achelous, who offers hospitality to Theseus on his return journey to Erecto during the rainy season, having equivalents in Christian stories like that of St. Julian and his wife Basilissa, who turned their home into a hospital for pilgrims. We have in the exhibition a copy of Metamorphoses by the Roman poet Ovid, a masterpiece of Latin literature for its poetic and literary quality and an inexhaustible source of mythological inspiration for the arts, transcending time and becoming a timeless classic. It belongs to the public library of Soria, though originally from the library of the Royal Monastery of Santa Maria de Huerta, located in the province of Soria. The gods have always been linked to hospitality pacts. The altar stella of Jupiter makes it present. Currently preserved in the Museo de los Caminos in Astorga, it was found on the southern slope of the Castro de San Andrés de Montejos in a small valley of El Bierzo where graves were discovered. But if there is a universal symbol of hospitality, it is the open hand, the shown palm, the raised hand, symbolizing contact with the divine and at the same time a universal sign of concord and welcome. We see it on the stele dedicated to Zeus Serapis, very similar to the famous plaques sent into space on the Pioneer 10 probes as a cosmic hospitality token. The piece, a relief with an epigraph on limestone, usually exhibited in the Museum of León, was found in Quintanilla de Somoza. The Roman tradition considers that the sacred duty of hospitality dates back to Saturn, who was welcomed by Janus in Latium when he was expelled from Mount Olympus by his son Jupiter. This majestic representation of the Roman god in marble is replicated in Christian imagery of the Ecce Homo, which takes up his garments, thus giving new meaning to majesty, the exaltation of the one who humbles himself. Hospitality entails lowering oneself to the level of the one being welcomed. The Roman piece executed in marble belongs to the Numantino Museum of Soria and was found in the peristyle pond of the Villa of Los Quintanares de Rio Seco de Soria. Given the importance of the villa, undoubtedly owned by a landowner with political power, it must have been part of a quality sculptural program arranged within the house and the portico garden.